Discord. Everyone got their mics?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And here we go.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. This is Vicky Barcelona. What's up?
Word.
And that's Taryn Daly.
Hey.
With us, joining us, because we have a revolving door, cast of fine ladies, we have Kiana.
Hello.
And again with us, I think this is your second one.
Second one, yeah.
Sage.
Woo!
I almost want to give you like a nickname, Sage something or something Sage.
I don't know. Sage Against the Machine.
That's
what we came up with.
Oh, if you were a roller derby girl, that would
that
be your
be
name.
Perfect.
Sage Against the Machine. Oh, damn it, that's awesome.
Too bad my back won't allow me to do derby.
Oh my gosh. I feel like you would be I'd be terrified of you.
I'd be perfect.
I would be terrified of you.
I can hip check like nobody's.
I feel like you could whip my ass on skates. Anyone could whip my ass on skates.
We had Lady Drew Blood, burlesque performer and former derby girl. Mm-hmm. She told us like the trick to like if you want to be a derby person, the one thing you need is really, really good insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe why I haven't done it yet. Because I need to up the insurance a little bit. Before we get any further, Taryn, how can people get a hold of us?
You can call us on the phone. Our number is 253-271-9343. And if you have an email address in this day and age, you can send us an email. It's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We also have The Broadcast on Facebook and on the Twitter, so find us there too.
We're
everywhere.
Like a virus.
So Halloween was this weekend. So everybody seemed to do something pretty awesome in this last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All you ladies, I mean, I kind of didn't really do a whole lot, but I want to know what you guys did. Who would like to go first? Taryn, Sage, mm-hmm. Kiana?
For the actual day of Halloween?
Well, let's talk about before Halloween.
Like leading up to Halloween.
Yeah, this last week was really big for all of you guys.
Well, the whole last week I was sick as hell. So That's pretty much what I did this week was chug cough medicine and not really do anything. But one of the things that we did... for the last couple of weeks is my mom turned 60 last Thursday.
She looks fabulous. I wouldn't have guessed it.
She's like, I don't know what it is. She has like freakish genes that I hope I inherit. Like a lot of those, you know, since I'm half my mom and half my dad, mm-hmm. I would really like to get a lot of my mom's good stuff there. No gray hair. Like she's doing awesome. Does not look 60. But she had told us that she did not want a 60th birthday party because... she doesn't want to celebrate turning 60. Like, she was not excited about it.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She feels, she's like, I'm old now, and I don't want anybody, you know, rubbing it in my face. So my sisters and my brother and my dad and I all started planning the surprise party. Now, my parents, my mom's favorite holiday is Halloween. She goes all out, you know, decorates, does the pumpkins, all that. So last Sunday, we got together with my parents and did a big pumpkin carving thing and, quote unquote, celebrated my mom's birthday. So she thought that was her birthday party. You know, mm-hmm. opened some presents, mm-hmm. had dinner and all that, you know, invited over grandma.
This is the Sunday before Halloween.
Yes, Sunday before Halloween.
Okay.
So then this past Saturday, my mom always has a few of their, like, couple friends over. And then I told her that Brad and I would come over because we don't really feel like we live in a neighborhood where we'd get trick-or-treaters. Yeah. So we're going to come over and, you know, watch the trick-or-treaters. And then Elise told my mom, you know, we have other plans.
Elise is your sister.
Yes. She said, you know, we have plans in Seattle. So, you know, you guys have fun, which was a lie. Mm. And then our baby sister Lane was going to have another friend of ours over that has a little kid. And they were going to go trick-or-treating. And, you know, just a low-key Halloween at the Daily residence. So little does my mom know that we had sent out this Evite to, like, everyone and their mother. And we built these signs that were lit up with orange lights so you couldn't see them from the deck or the house. But if you were walking toward the house, you could see it was pointing to go down around the basement.
Oh, cool.
So we snuck everybody in the basement of the house while all the trick-or-treaters were just coming upstairs.
Uh-huh.
So we kept my mom trapped upstairs in charge of trick-or-treating and stuff. And then Brad and I came over with no costumes on, uh-huh. like on purpose. And then we said... I need something to wear. Like, this is embarrassing. I look ridiculous. I don't have anything. And my mom has this attic with, like, trunks full of costumes.
Oh, nice.
So
I want to go.
Oh, it's so much fun. Like, there's wigs, there's tutus, there's, you know, masks,
oh, cool.
everything.
That's
so
my dream.
Like, oh, it's pretty awesome.
Party. I mean,
this is like 50 years worth of costumes that she's saved. And so I'm like, Mom, you got to come up into the attic with me. Help me find something for Brad and I to wear. So she's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up there and we're going through things. As that's happening, the entire party moves from downstairs up, brings out the food, brings out the booze, 60th birthday glasses, black roses, all this stuff. And So we're up there for maybe 3 minutes. So that's all it took. Uh-huh. And everybody, like, you know, all hands on deck, set the whole room up, brought my mom back down. She had no idea. There were 60 people standing in her, I think it was 52. 52 people standing in the kitchen when she came back downstairs. Jeez. And she had, I mean, she was completely shocked. And the fact that we were able to pull it off with her in the house was like...
Props to you. Crazy. That is amazing.
Wow. And at one point, my dad goes, hey, Brad, you should go look at the score of the game because everybody was getting staged downstairs and the World Series was on. So Brad goes downstairs and he said he almost screamed because it was like, holy God, all those people were just in one room in the basement waiting. So like packed in like sardines. So it was awesome and we had a good time. My sister made jello shots. It went long into the night.
That sounds like a perfect birthday.
Yeah. Happy 60th, Mom.
Have you guys ever had a surprise party? My parents tried when I was 10, but I'm like, you guys have to be a lot better than that. Like, well, we're having, your whole family wanted to have a barbecue, and it just happens to be your birthday, and we're setting up everything before your soccer game, and I come back, like, happy birthday. I'm like, okay, cool. I didn't figure this one out.
Duh. They did one for me when I was in, like, 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I don't even think I was that old, but I was sick, and so, like, I didn't even want to go in where we were. I was like, I just want to sit in the car, and my mom's like, you have to go in now. And so then I went in, and they had a surprise party set up for me.
Yeah,
but that was a long time.
I had one kind of like that, too. I think I was about maybe 13 or 14, and it was just a couple friends at a Chinese restaurant. My mom's like, you got to go with us to pick up the Chinese food. I'm like, I just didn't want to go because I was at that age. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, my friends are here. But yeah,
nice.
The same thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, I had an ex-boyfriend. I made a surprise party, and I made it really sound awful. It's like, look, my family's coming, and we really love each other, and I want you to meet my extended family. Aww. So you're going to meet all these angry Mexican old, you know, uncles and... So he was just like kind of dreading it, but you know, he was like, oh yeah, no, I'll do it. He was all excited and I planned it. I didn't get to invite a lot of his friends, but I invited like some of our mutual friends and it was a small but nice. I had my parents make a bunch of food. And I paid for it all.
Aww.
Like my other friend who's a baker, she made cupcakes, like Batman cupcakes for him.
Cute.
And stuff like that. Like I sneak like, hey, what's your favorite kind of cake? Oh, I like red velvet. Okay, cool. Red velvet cupcakes. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
So I had it on. Like he was blown away. He had no idea. We got him with, those little
poppers
and then like the spray, whatever.
The silly string.
We got them.
Love
good.
Silly string.
See, I would be super surprised if somebody could actually pull that off for me.
Because
I always plan my own birthdays.
Yeah.
See, I do the same thing.
Yeah. So there's no room for somebody to be like, oh, we're going to plan a surprise party for Sage.
See, the thing is, you'd have to plan it early.
Yeah.
You'd have to do it like a couple weeks before your actual birthday.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, depending on how things go, maybe a week or two after your birthday.
Yeah.
But speaking of birthdays... Sage, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Are you 26 now?
Yes.
26.
She's younger than me.
Going on 46.
She's just a baby.
Just a baby.
But you did something cool. I've never heard of anybody doing this, and I love it.
My birthday week?
You did a birthday week. You took a week off work, like, which is awesome. Like,
I know. It was
a lot of
fun.
What did you do for your birthday week?
Well, we had tequila and taco fest that Saturday, so had a little bit of tequila. Tequila hangover, even though I had like 2 sips.
And I had a lot of tequila.
Yeah, you did. I loved it. And then Sunday, me and a bunch of the coworkers went to the Met and had $100 steaks.
Nice.
Wow. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Man.
Our total bill was almost $500.
Holy cow.
Wow. How many people went?
6.
That's actually, that doesn't seem too bad.
That actually isn't that bad for there.
Yeah, it was about $100 a person.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so fun though. It's good to treat yourself like a queen on your birthday.
It was good. Yeah, and then took the rest of the week off, drove out to the coast, went shooting with my grandpa.
That's awesome.
And like, I was looking at the pictures and they just look gorgeous. Even though it's fall and rainy and just dark, it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks so serene.
Like, yeah.
Just getting the hell away from everyone. You went hiking, didn't you?
Oh, the thing that sucked was that it was like torrential downpour on Thursday. So like Wednesday night all the way through Thursday until I got back into Port Angeles, it was just like downpour.
Yeah.
And all of the trails were flooded. So I was like, I'm just not going to go.
It was a muddy mess. My backyard right now is like a swamp. It's disgusting.
Ooh.
I was not prepared for that. I had tennis shoes, like not waterproof. No, nope. Wasn't going to happen.
Didn't work. But again, like you guys did some freaking awesome fun stuff and I didn't. I think I slept one day all day.
I did mostly sleeping though because of the illness. Like the party was fun, but like that was like the 4 hours that I actually did anything this weekend. The rest of the time I was in bed cuddling with the dogs.
Aww.
Well, baby dogs.
Well, Kiana even went out freaking, got out of state.
I did.
What did you do? Like you went to Cali. You're always in Cali, it seems like.
Yeah.
I'm from there. So
Cali.
Any excuse to go down there, I'll go down there. But my aunt flew in from Uruguay. She lives down there. She used to live in Venice, up in the LA area.
Can I just say I never really knew how to pronounce that?
I think that's how you pronounce
Uruguay?
It. Uruguay?
Oh, Uruguay?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Uruguay?
Yeah.
In Spanish, Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yes. So how Vicky says it, the proper way. But anyway, so she was in town, so I flew down there to meet up with her and hang out, and we went to some museums.
Nice.
We went to LACMA, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and they had a great exhibit on Frank Gehry. He's an architect, and I really like his work. It's kind of a little bit different, but very interesting. And went to the Herman Miller showroom, which was very exciting.
For those who don't know,
Herman Miller is a furniture manufacturer. They were the first ones to actually introduce modern furniture into the office workspace. Very revolutionary.
But what time period?
A lot of mid-century moderns, so 40s, 50s, kind of that
era. Oh, awesome.
A little bit. So think Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of them. So under the direction of George Nelson, that really developed into something very, very cool. So me going there was very, very...
You nerded out.
Oh, yeah. I was totally geeking out. Well, I have an original piece. I have a George Nelson on the slap bench, the 8-foot.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it from my grandmother. It's really special to me.
Oh, my gosh.
There's not that many out there, and it's in really good condition, too.
Nice. So.
I love that you geek out over this. Like, it's such something you don't really think about, like somebody being a furniture geek and, like, the history. History. It's, like, the stories. Like, I love it. Like, it's so cool, and I love hearing you talk about it.
Yeah, so that's my little... Yeah, I had a great time, though.
And I'm like, everything I have is from IKEA. Like, I have no cool furniture at all. Yeah. Actually, that's not true. A lot of my furniture is hand-me-down furniture.
Yeah.
Someone one time told me that they were like, your living room looks like a grandma's living room. I'm like, that's because most of this was my grandma's. Thank you very much.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't even have furniture.
You don't?
I have a bed and a dresser.
That's all you need.
And two kitties.
It took me a while to get furniture.
It's, I
would like, I mean, I'm excited to at some point start investing in good stuff. Brad and I, we keep being like, one of these days we're going to get a couch, you know.
It's really cool when you get a really nice piece. I just got actually a pair of reproductions of the Selig Z chairs.
Mm-hmm. What are those? What are they kind of like?
They kind of like, think Palm Springs area. Like I said, very mid-century looking, very clean lines. They kind of bend down a little bit. I'll pull up a picture for you. Obviously, I can't show the people listening.
You can post it on Facebook.
It's a really, really cool design, but you know, I dropped a decent amount of money on it. But they're pieces that, it's kind of weird. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
They bring something special to the room. They're very meaningful.
Totally
even though it's just furniture, it's like,
it's art as well.
Yeah. It is.
It's not just furniture.
Yeah. Well, and there's really even cool. There's certain styles of even handbags and stuff that stand the test of time. You know, when it's a timeless piece, whether it's furniture or, you know,
a car.
It's always going to be appreciated.
Aesthetics, design. I mean, some piece, like you said, timeless. So.
And I'm thinking all my furniture has been hand-me-downs, or most of the furniture's mine. That in my house, between the roommates, it's mostly mine. The couches are the roommate Steve's. Although one I bought some furniture from a listener once. So I got a bookcase from a listener.
Nice.
I actually need to buy another bookcase because we have too many board games.
Oh yeah.
So
I've seen your board game situation. It's intense.
Yeah, I need to buy a bigger one.
I have an extra one.
Oh,
I'll hook you up.
Okay, I gotta see pictures. Yeah, see if it's gonna fit. I like this. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. And I was gonna plan a trip to IKEA. Ha! Huh?
Yeah.
Don't need to now. No, but you guys did a lot of fun stuff, and what we haven't talked about is Halloween.
My favorite.
All right. What did you guys do to celebrate? We already know that Taryn
and we actually, the week before, Brad and I went to a big Halloween party. Our friends Josh and Corey host a huge Halloween party, always the Saturday before. So that was really my big Halloween celebration, was on the 24th. And I'm sorry if it offends anyone, our costume. I'm going to say what it is. I didn't post a picture of it on the station social media because I didn't want to ruffle any feathers or anything. But we went because it's topical. It was in the news. We went as Steve Sarkisian. The former coach of USC, and a bottle of Patron. And I just want to make it clear, my boyfriend does not drink alcohol. He is a sober man, and we are very supportive of Steve Sarkisian getting the, help and treatment that he needs to, live a sober life. So it's not like we, are laughing at him. It was just a topical thing, and it was a really great costume.
Tongue-in-cheek, yeah.
And so then I would come and find Brad, and I would say, excuse me, coach, it's time for that special meeting. We have a meeting. And so it was just topical and silly, yeah. You know. I mean, there are pregnant nuns on Halloween. It's okay,
Yeah.
You're good. Sage, you actually came over to my house.
I did, yeah.
We had a party at our house, and it got real big. It was like probably one of the bigger parties that we've had. We had like 30 people in our upstairs, and we have a pretty small townhouse at some point. But there was a lot of people I didn't know, which was a little weird for me. So being a little control freak, threw me off. And it's like, I like to feed and I like to host. But it's like, again, these people, I don't know them, and they're really shy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, honey, would you like a drink? Would you like to play the game with us? I just want to eat food.
Okay.
Well, here's the food.
I'm just really hungry. I'm like, okay, well, there's some here and there's some there. Let me know if you need anything.
Bye.
Cool. So, I mean, at one point, Sage and I kind of were like, we're going to be the cool kids and sit outside for a little while because we set up like a little backyard.
Did you do the canopy thing?
We did a canopy in our backyard because it was raining. Mm-hmm. And it was cozy. It was nice.
It was nice. A little cold, but it's okay.
And we did like you said, we had the BJ Shea listener party, and that was a lot of fun.
And you went to that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the night of your glorious makeup, was that Saturday or Friday?
That was Saturday.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
What did you dress up for to let everybody know what you did on the Friday?
Well, Friday, me and then two of the other coworkers over on the sales team, Sarah and Vanessa, were Wayne's World characters. So
nice.
I was Wayne. I'm really surprised at how good of a Wayne I made.
It was great.
It was way too good. And then Sarah was Garth, and Vanessa, our tiny little Asian friend, was Cassandra.
And her name was Cassandra.
I really want to watch Wayne's World all over again.
It's a great film.
It's on Netflix.
And then, I know what I'm doing today. But then what did you do? You did a really awesome skull makeup, dead girl kind of a look.
Yeah, so I did a very pretty anatomically correct skull makeup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was insane. Well, you were sending Snapchats, and I was like, no, they kept going away. I was like, stop going away. I want to see more. It was really amazing.
Thank you. I was super impressed. Like, my main thing was that I wanted it to be like anatomically correct.
Because
you always see these people with like teeth all the way to their ears, and you're like, really? Your teeth don't go all the way to your ears, man.
Unless you're a weird cyborg or some sort.
Yeah.
Now, how long did that take to do?
Well, I had a few breaks in between because I was doing Sarah, my coworker's makeup as well. So I think I spent about maybe 45 minutes before she came over and then another 45 minutes after she left.
God.
Because you went down to your neck and everything.
Yeah. But now that I have it like down, I'm pretty sure I can get it done in like half an hour.
Okay. I volunteer as tribute. You do it to me.
You need practice.
Yeah,
we will
do it.
Be your models.
We'll just have a skull day at work.
Oh,
why not? Let's do it.
I love it.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
For the listener party, I dressed up as Vanellope von Schweetz from Wreck-It Ralph, which is, I made you watch, Taryn.
It's so cute.
I cry
it's
every
such
time.
A good movie.
It is a cute movie.
I made Kiana watch it too. And she watched me, like, I started tearing up. I'm like, shut up, Kiana.
No, it was cute.
It's really cute. I don't even really like movies. You nailed the costume, by the way. You had the hair clip and everything.
Yeah, I made the hair clips. I went to Goodwill and found a skirt. It was too big, but I managed to pin it. I got the hoodie online, and then I cut it. Like, I made it hers. I painted the tights the day of.
Oh, my
gosh. So they were a little effed up, but it worked. It worked.
Now, what do the tights look like again?
Well, like, they're like a teal with, like, one leg has, like, a thin line that's a swirly white. And then the other one is white kind of stripes all the way down with, like, a purple thing in the middle, like a purple streak.
Very cute.
So it was a little pain in the ass trying to paint actual nylon tights. But
and then Wreck-It Ralph
was Wreck-It Ralph. There were so many good costumes there. So many guys, just the costume. I'm like, I don't necessarily think, I don't know what you look like without the costume, but I really am totally like crushing on you right now just because you're a really hot bad guy.
You're a hot naughty man.
But then I found out he had a girlfriend. So sorry. Good job. Who's got him? But on Saturday, I was going to do Vanellope again because I spent so much time working on it. And that's when I found out my old roommate, Colin, Melissa's boyfriend, Thor, he didn't have a costume. He's like, I don't know what to wear. I'm not going to wear anything. I'm like, you have to wear a costume. So I said, why don't you just be, Jay? You have the hair. Just wear, he was wearing a beanie the other day. I'm like, you look like Jay. Just wear a hoodie or a big jacket. And then you can be Jay. He's like, no, it'd be kind of dumb just being Jay. I'm like, I'll be Silent Bob.
It was cute.
And so I have a black trench coat that I got from Goodwill a while back for a crow costume if I ever wanted to do it again. And so I put that on and put it my Wolverine hat, which I thought was really fitting. A red Wolverine a baseball hat, put that on backwards, and then just did my X-Men t-shirt, and I was Bob. So we took a couple pictures.
You guys looked really cute. Mm-hmm. Just even the facial expressions you guys were making, it was
like
movie quality.
It was like, if you're Silent Bob, why are you talking? I'm like, shut up.
Oh. Don't be like, so literal.
Yeah.
God dang it. Like, there was a couple people at my party, they're annoying. I think Sage looked at me, she's like, I know. There's one person, he's the younger of the bunch.
Oh, yeah.
if you just, there's one thing that we all eventually learn, no matter how much all of us talk here in this room and love to talk, we know when to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And that is something you will learn over time, or when someone smacks you.
Yeah.
Moving on. Kiana, did you get to do anything for Halloween? That's when you flew back.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I was flying back.
Were there costumes on the plane?
No.
Oh.
I don't see anybody really in the airport with costumes. And even the...
I feel like that would like put up a red flag or something. Like, people would be like, oh, yeah.
You know, but I asked the TSA guy that. And he's like, no. He's like, we see people sometimes coming through. So I guess it's okay, but I wouldn't wear a costume.
I wouldn't wear makeup or anything. Like the big crazy makeup, because then they can't tell if it's you or not, your ID.
Yeah, your ID. You don't want to make anybody mad.
So I couldn't have walked
get the pat down the cavity search.
Yeah, so...
No. Spread them.
Because we did that once. We were just goofing off, and I did makeup years and years ago. My friends and I, we did zombie makeup, and we went to the mall. Just like, we don't want to take this makeup off. Let's just go to the mall.
Yeah,
and we did, and they kicked us out. Like, they're really nice about it.
Yeah,
they're like, look, we can't have you. It was like a month before Halloween too.
Oh man,
so it's like, we can't have you running around in here. It's just mainly because if something gets bad happens, we can't identify you
exactly.
or something.
Yeah,
so like it's, and they're cool about it. So I can't throw any shade, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
I know Halloween's already over, but I did find this BuzzFeed article. And it's the 11 types of Halloween costumes everyone has worn.
All right.
And I want to see how many, if you want to keep tally or whatever, of how many of these apply to you, or I can keep tally, I guess, because I got a pen.
Pen.
First one on the list, the one that mom made. Did you guys ever have a costume your mom made?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, all of my costumes.
Yes,
my
mom ever, I don't know if my mom ever actually made costumes, but she would always do our makeup. Like, uh-huh. my mom loved doing makeup, so mm-hmm. she would always paint our faces. Like, I remember any time I was a mouse or a pumpkin or anything, my mom would always do, like, really extravagant face paint.
Uh-huh.
That kind of counts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But my mom's not, like, a sewer. Like, she couldn't, mm-hmm. even if she wanted to.
My mom used to sew all mine, a lot of them. She did quite a few of them.
Would you remember any in particular that you liked?
Minnie Mouse when I was little.
Cute.
It's actually really cute. Like, she still has it, of course. She made me a werewolf one time. I really liked Robin Hood, the movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was like Robin Hood.
Wait,
one
which
time
one?
Too.
The one where
the original.
Fox?
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
That's on Netflix. If you watch, it's, what was it, 70s? Was it made in the 70s,
I
think?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. Maybe 60s?
60s or 70s. 50s, the music,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, even the way they talk, like, it's not as good of a quality microphone, but for some reason, like, that just sounds so much better to me.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
nice. But no, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's made a ton of them for me. Yeah, she loved it when I did, though.
My mom made a bunch.
Which ones do you remember?
My favorite one, I was a troll.
like a troll
with
doll?
The hair.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
With the hair, and I had like a big belly with a butt, like belly button.
Like,
and
you
had
the
a
jewel.
Big butt. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
You
got a big butt too with it?
Yeah, I had a big butt, like stuffed full of pillows.
Oh my gosh.
And then another time, I wanted to be a fairy.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I was a tomboy. So I wanted to be, like, more of, like, a pixie, like, almost like a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know. Anyways. And she made me this super bright neon tutu with all these flowers, like, hot glued onto it. And, like, this little tank top with flowers across it.
So cute.
And I was like, Mom, I'm not wearing that.
Oh!
I love you, but I'm not wearing that. So that year, I dressed up as Columbia from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I was 7 years old.
Oh!
Walking through elementary school with, like, the VHS tape so that everybody knew who I was. Parents were throwing so much shade at my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
So much shade. They're like, your 7-year-old watches that? And I was like, hell yeah, I do.
Why not?
It's like, you don't really understand what some of it's, you know,
no.
it is. Mm-hmm.
So, oh, I didn't understand it until I was like 16.
And you're like,
but
also,
you're like, what is this?
I still watch it. And I'm like, did I really miss that?
Side note, you heard that they're going to remake it or something into a TV show or redo a.
Really?
Whatever, something like that. Something. I don't know if it's a TV show or redo the movie, but Laverne Cox.
Yeah.
She's going to play Dr. Frankenfurter.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
we'll see.
Confession. Yeah, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of people that think that it shouldn't be remade. I didn't see it for the first time until last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of those, like, I want to see it. I just haven't had access to it or mm-hmm. had the event. And a guy I was hanging out with brought it over for my birthday, and we watched it.
Oh, very fun.
I watch it at least 10 times a year.
It's a really
it's one of those
one.
Movies.
Now, do they have any other cast members selected yet, or that's really the only one?
No. Mm-hmm. And I think she would pull it off really well if they had to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of getting to that point because they're remaking so many movies, like with The Crow. That's one of my all-time favorite movie. It's like, you're going to do this anyway, so if you're going to ruin things, like, or if you're going to be doing this against my will, then at least do it right.
Like the
do it well.
The new Army of Darkness TV show.
How was that? Did you see it?
No.
Like, I heard
oh,
it was
I don't
really
have cable,
good.
But
Well, we can watch it at my house then.
Yeah.
Well, they did, like, you know, the movie Fargo, mm-hmm. and now they have the TV, and I hear the little series Fargo. Like, I'm obsessed with it. And so it's season two now. And basically what happened was they did, I think it was, 10 episodes or something for mm-hmm. season one. And it was such a big hit. They weren't going to do any more, but then they were like, well, we kind of have to because everybody loves it. But they really do the movie justice. Mm-hmm. The cast is amazing.
Is it, so just quickly, is it an extension of the show or is it based on another character from the movie, excuse me?
It basically is like, it's a similar theme. It's a similar theme as the movie and a similar theme as season one, but they really have no connection at all.
Okay, that's cool.
It's just kind of basically set in the same era.
Same vibe.
Same vibe, same kind of like, a crime has happened and they're mm-hmm. trying to, connect the dots. So it's the same,
it's the same world. Progression, okay.
But there's no connection at all to the actual.
See, that's cool.
To the okay. actual
like,
movie.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And, but it's great because it's, it's in like Minnesota and stuff. And so all of them are talking with those accents, and it's just going down to the butcher shop and it's going to be just fine around here, and Kirsten Dunst is in it and she kills it. So I'm always a big fan when they take the time and give it the proper care it deserves to bring mm-hmm. it to life again,
Yeah. And that's, we'll see what happens with the new Rocky Horror Picture Show. But yeah. I think Nightmare Before Christmas doesn't need a sequel, doesn't need a reboot.
No.
Do not touch it.
No.
So, and with The Crow, I'm like, it's gotten so messed up. And I can go on talking about the new Crow between all the actors that were supposed to play what, the new directors, they've just lost a director not a while back. But the only reason I'm okay with this new one is because the writer and artist of the original graphic novel, James O'Barr, is actually a part of it.
Yeah.
He was a part of the first one with Brandon Lee, and then anything else that came after, he was not a part of.
Yeah.
So that's why he's actually part of this, and they were saying they were going to stay true to the actual graphic novel, which was different than the first movie.
Hmm.
So it's like, okay, I'm okay with it.
I can dig it.
Let's make up for all those crappy reboot sequels and stuff that you did. So, all right. But yeah. No, I don't think my mom ever made us a costume. Like, she knows how to sew. Like, maybe when I was little, but I think they always bought them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was a period in time where we didn't celebrate Halloween because our church was saying that it was satanic and we weren't allowed to.
Oh.
So there's a couple years there where we didn't celebrate it. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Oh, man.
All right. Number two on the list is the last minute party invite. It's where, you have a party, you're like, crap, I need to figure something out. The picture they have here is this chick took an umbrella, like a clear umbrella with and put a bunch of little furlies on it so it looks like a jellyfish.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like, have you guys ever done a last second costume? Or I usually just do the makeup. I'll do Day of the Dead or kind of zombie-ish.
Technically mine was
last minute.
Yeah, because I was going to be Ash from Army of Darkness, but I couldn't find half of the stuff for it, and then I was like, plus I don't know, I'm weird about doing things that are like pop culture references that are happening in the now.
Uh-huh.
Like, especially if it's something that is from the 80s or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, references. I don't want to partake in this anymore.
Fair enough.
I do I went so over and, above for the week before Halloween that mm-hmm. I literally put on a pair of bunny ears on Saturday. That was all. That was the best. I was like, I'm sorry. This is as good as you're going to get. And I love Halloween. It is my favorite holiday, but I was just kind of, and I'd been sick. I was so yes, I did just throw some ears on myself and called it a day.
Yeah.
Kiana, have you ever done
the
last second one?
Nope. No. I usually just don't go.
Fair enough. It's like, I'd rather just stay home. That makes sense. My Jane and Silent Bob was kind of last minute because I was like, I'm
but you nailed it. But it was awesome. Very well done.
I kind of want to do a full-fledged actually get the shorts next time because I was wearing my leggings. I'm like, I'm gonna be comfortable.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I usually other than that, I'll do the Day of the Dead makeup. Number three on the list is a punny costume.
I'm all about punny. It's always punny for me.
And the one that they have, it's a chicken, a bee costume, and it says Boo. She has Boo written over her eyes with like a little glasses.
So she's a Boo.
She's a Boo Bee. And I know Rev's done the zombie.
We did.
I don't think I've done a pun though yet.
2 years ago, I was a pop brownie.
So like a brownie scout. It was 420.
Like a brownie
themed
uniform, and it was I was in Troop 420, mm-hmm. and all my merit badges were like cupcakes and smiley faces and a Grateful Dead bear, and I had like three different pins that had drug references on them, and it was and people got it,
Yeah.
And so it's good. It's if you have to explain it, then your pun didn't work, and I didn't have to explain it, so that was good. It made me happy.
Have you guys done puns?
No. Don't think I have.
I'll have to think of one.
Punny costumes are really fun.
I did see one. It was like Ash from Army of Darkness, I think, online, but he had a Pokemon hat on.
Yeah.
Like Ash Ketchum from Pokemon, mm-hmm. so he was both. Or another good one I saw, I don't know if this is a pun, but if it's just like a mix, he was Lil Jon Snow. So Lil Wayne dressed up as Jon Snow, basically.
Oh, my god!
So he was an African-American dude or a black dude. I don't know where he was from. And he had the grill and everything. And then he dressed like a crow from Game of Thrones. So.
Oh, that is great.
Awesome.
Number four, the companion costume where you go as a team. Again, yeah. Jane, Silent Bob. I kind of... Yep. Kiana? No. You're just like, eh.
I don't think I've worn like or done a Halloween costume thing since I was maybe 14, 13.
I'm dressing you up.
I know.
Yeah. Get you on the You're my little
Halloween
this
project like, even next the last year. Few years, like always, I've been always busy on Halloween, either working, I was sick 1 year. It's just like, I haven't just been able to make it out recently.
Next year, Kiana, we'll plan something great. Okay. You can be furniture.
I'll be furniture.
Brad and I have done quite a few, like, well, you know, the Sarkin, you know, Patron. Mm-hmm. And then last year we were a 1940s couple in black and white. So we did grayscale, you know, black hair, gray face, and all like the accents of, you know, lips and eyes.
Oh,
and
nice.
Everything was all done in black.
That's cool.
And it was pretty, I mean, it was really creepy, like when you would see pictures later and the background was color, but then it was like, whoa, you know,
kind of trippy. Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. And then we did, what else did we do? I feel like we did another one. It's hard to remember, you know, when you have so many great costumes. It's hard to remember. We strive to do something together if we can, but it's not a, you know, deal breaker if we can't.
I don't think, aside from this year, I don't think I've done one for Halloween, but my other favorite, quote-unquote, couple costume was when we had the Holiday Hangover Ball, and we did the 40 Years of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to go, everyone got to dress up as, like, a musician from the last 40 years that we've played on the rock. And so BJ went as Ozzy Osbourne, and that was great.
His costume was awesome.
And I still have his costume in my house. Like, he's like, here, just hold on to this for whenever we need it. Like, okay. I just found it a couple weeks ago. That's
nice.
Why I bring
so
it up.
Funny.
I really didn't want to dress up like a dude. And I feel like if I dressed up as Amy Lee, nobody would get it. It's like, should I just wear a white dress and I don't, like, tourniquets? I feel like that'd be a little weird. So I ended up talking to Mono Nick because I knew he liked the white stripes. I'm like, dude, let's be Meg and Jack White. And so we did. He wore a red shirt and black pants. I wore red pants and a black shirt. And since we both kind of have olive skin, I had to get white makeup and kind of pale us up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my extensions in my hair. So I kind of just kept doing like the weird kind of droopy head thing in all my pictures. I had drumsticks I was holding on to.
Cute.
So that was one of my favorite couple costumes I've done. But it wasn't for Halloween. Next one, the one you spent way too much time on. What is a Halloween costume you've spent? Or like, let's open it up, Kiana, if you ever got stuck wearing a costume or for anything like that. What is something you've spent way too much time on?
Something I would?
Or that you would or have?
Oh,
because you haven't really dressed up.
I haven't personally. I know. I feel like I can't really contribute much to this. I don't know. I've never really dressed up. So I'm just kind of like, do something quick.
So you don't really like, no. There's nothing you've ever like a TV show or anything there?
I'm terrible person because I don't watch TV.
Oh, you're fine.
I have odd interest. I like furniture.
That's good, though.
I think the one that it took me the longest was last year, the week before Halloween, I did. I went into, like, the EMPs into the woods, like, undead prom type of thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so all my friends went as, like, zombie, like, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but I didn't want to drop money on a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout costume.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took whatever I had, like, a corset, a long sleeve shirt. And I decided to go as, like, Dr. Jekyll and Miss Hyde.
Oh, yeah.
So
like
I did
half.
I did half my face, like, you know, prettied up, like, normal. And then I did the other half where it looks like my lips kind of ripped open on the side.
Oh, my gosh.
So I wore a top hat that was way too big, which I think I let Matt borrow. Matt, the organization.
Yeah.
He went to the party you went to, Taryn.
Stunning makeup, by the way.
And I did a, like, weird zombie type. I don't know. It was, like, literally last second I was a little drunk from Taco and Tequila. Tequila and Taco Fest. I'll do your makeup. Just drive me home.
You did such a good job on his makeup. People were freaking out. It was awesome.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what to wear. I'm like, just get a regular nice shirt. I have a top hat. We got this. We got this. But, yeah, no, that the one when I did the Dr. Jekyll Ms. Hyde, I teased the crap out of one side of my head. So it was just, it took me a couple hours to do.
That's pretty awesome. Awesome,
yeah.
That's the one where Brad and I did the 1940s black and gray scale.
Mm-hmm.
That probably was the one that took the longest because we, you know, we had makeup everywhere. Like,
yeah.
It was in our ears, it was on our necks, and then afterward, like, we had to come home
did you do
and
it on
shower.
Your hands,
oh,
too?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think we both wore gloves.
Oh, okay.
We had black gloves. On.
Okay.
But, like, I kept having to reapply it. And, like, Brad had, like, you know, like, when your eye starts watering and it just won't stop? His eye kept watering. So I kept having to, like, cover it up because he would have this little, like
streaks.
Peach, you know, tear-stained area. So I'd be, like, you know. And it was intense.
Wow.
It was intense.
Sage, which one do you think is the one you've worked the most on?
Well, I mean, my makeup on Saturday definitely took a long time.
Uh-huh.
But I think the one that I worked the most on, mainly because it took me forever to find all the right pieces, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was a Juno.
Juno?
From the movie?
Oh,
Juno.
Oh, okay.
Page plays? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, like,
I
had to have the right pants, and I had to have the right, like, little sweater vest, and I got a red hoodie, and I had, like, an olive green messenger bag.
Did you do the baby bump?
Yep. Did the
Did you?
No,
did
actually,
you
I didn't do the baby bump because it was way too difficult. But I did pre, like, when she found out that she was pregnant. So I had pregnancy tests in my pocket and an empty jug of Sunny D.
Oh, that's funny. My gosh, cute.
It was perfect.
That's really cute. Yeah. Now I kind of want to do Juno sometime now. That's on my list of wants. Number 6, the one you bought at the store. I did a sexy pirate once. I have the costume still. I'm thinking of getting rid of it. I did a sexy... what's it called? A can-can girl that I just bought straight from the bag. The thing is, I wasn't even going to parties at the time. I just wore it to my job, and I just had the costumes for fun.
I think the last time I bought one was in college, my freshman year. There was a girl, our friend Alex, who we called Foof, because everything that she had was pink. It was pink everything, fluffy pink everything.
Foof.
So we called her Foof. And Foof's idea was that 5 of us would go as the Spice Girls. And she was like, you want in? And I was like, sure, I'll do Spice Girls. And she was like, okay, you're going to be Sporty Spice. And I was like, ew, like, there's nothing exciting about tearaway pants, and, like, you know, I was just not happy about that. I'm like, this is really boring, and I don't like it. So I decided I would just screw with everybody, and I went to the store, and I bought a Buccaneer pirate costume with, like, a full hat and, like, the boot cuffs and everything, and I carried around a fifth of Captain Morgan's, and I puff painted on my back Morgan Spice, and I just showed up not as Sporty Spice.
Were they mad?
Foof was pissed. She was like, you can't just make up your own spice. I was like, well, guess what? I did, and you're going to deal with it. And then people actually thought it was really funny. They were like, oh, my God, the forgotten Spice Girl, Morgan Spice.
My other favorite one I've seen online is when they take the picture, they'll edit a girl, like, in a North Face sweater, wearing leggings and Uggs with their hair in a bun, and it's she's drinking a latte, and it says pumpkin spice, the forgotten Spice Girl.
That's awesome. I like that one.
That was funny. Speaking of, that made me think of another costume I saw online that I really want my roommate Steve to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's where a guy, he was wearing the leggings, Uggs, a North Face, like, hoodie. He had a pumpkin spice latte, but then he had a witch hat, and he had a green face and the witch nose, so he was a basic witch.
Oh, that's like, that's really cute.
I love those.
Number 7 on the list, the one that's actually scary. I've done, like, I think yours was kind of scary, like, free people out because they're like, okay, whoa, like, when you're not expecting to look at some
When I was sitting in the dark, like, I took a photo while we were sitting in the back, and it was creepy. I sent it to a few people, and they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's so awesome. Every time I've done quote-unquote scary, it's always more sexy than scary, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I've done the vampire, like, for Comic-Con or for anything, I think I lost them, so I might have to buy some more.
Oh, no.
I have custom-made fangs. That fit my teeth, and I freaked the crap. It was at Comic-Con, our buddy Travis. I took fake blood and let it just drip down my mouth and neck. So I'm standing, my buddy's an artist, he's at Comic-Con, named Travis Bundy, from Creator's Edge Press, and he's just drawing, you know, and I'm standing there waiting for him to look up. You know, most people just come by, look up, like, look at the stuff and walk away, so he notices that I'm still there. And I'm just staring at him. Oh, and I'm wearing white contact lenses.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of smiling. And he looks up. He's like, damn it, Vicky! Freak him out. And so he drew me a picture of me all bloody.
Oh, my God.
The same picture.
Awesome.
But that wasn't for Halloween. But I've done the teeth and the eyes.
I did a
corset with a dress and went out for Halloween a couple years back with the a little bit of blood. Not as much.
That's fun.
But it was like the corset and everything. I'm like, God damn, I look hot.
Hot and scary.
Oh, I love it.
When Scream came out, I was obsessed, and so I went as the Scream guy.
Ghostface.
Full black robe, you know, with the Scream mask. And then, like, I went as, like, a possessed old man one year. I used to be really into, like, the scary side of things. I mean, I did, like, I was Wednesday Addams when I was younger.
Oh, nice.
Like, I liked to be something that was a little bit, you know, true to, like, creepy Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I loved being the Scream guy. I had, like, a fake blade and everything. It was great. And that movie was damn scary. Remember poor Drew Barrymore?
I just
she got her ass killed.
I never saw that movie when it came out. And I actually saw it a month ago. Kevin from Metal Shop, we were hanging out because I was puppy sitting. I'm like, dude, do you want to hang out with the puppy? Sure. Let's watch a movie. Okay, let's watch a scary movie. Damn it.
No.
He's like, let's watch Scream. I'm like, fine. And actually, I mean, because it's been so many years removed, it's not so scary, and it's been spoofed so many times that I can watch it.
Yes.
I mean, it was very fun, though.
Oh,
I
good.
Liked it.
That makes me happy.
Do you think that was your scariest one you had, Paige? Or Paige?
Paige.
Paige.
Sage.
Ellen Paige.
Ellen Paige.
Ellen
Sage.
Yeah, probably.
I
think so.
Number 8. Who hasn't done a zombie?
Oh,
I think I was like a zombie cheerleader or something like that. A zombie something.
So you've done a zombie something.
I have not.
You have not.
I normally do like zombie pinup girls.
Ooh,
that would be
pretty cool.
But actually, most of the time that I've done it, it wasn't even for Halloween. It was for like the Fremont zombie walks
or just something. Yeah,
just you know to do it.
We have a lot of creative make it be.
I like stories.
I've done the zombie thing too. Sometimes I've done the almost a crow looking zombie once too. The crow counts as a zombie, right?
Yeah.
Have we all had a costume that people had no idea what we were? The mistaken identity number 9.
When I was Juno.
Yeah, Juno. What did they think you were?
They were just like, "Did you dress up?"
Yeah, it's like, "What are you?" Like,
yeah, no, you know, I'm carrying around a jug of Sunny D, and there's pregnancy tests in my pocket. I'm just my normal everyday self.
Weird.
When I did Silent Bob, some people were like, "Are you dressed up?" I'm like, "Yeah, I wore a leather jacket in my house for no reason."
Yeah,
sorry. I did with demon. They're like, "Are you a vampire?" I'm like, "No, I did sexy demon. I'm wearing these freaking horns for a reason." They were very uncomfortable.
The last time I was anything sexy for Halloween, let's be serious. Like, there's not like a sexy bone in my body, but I went as Marilyn Monroe, one of the years of college. Maybe it was my sophomore year or something, but I didn't like do the hair. I just had like straight hair. Like the Marilyn Monroe in like the dress, you know?
Yeah.
So I bought this dress and like I had, like from the neck down it was perfect, but from the head up it looked nothing like Marilyn Monroe. So I had to explain it to everyone, "Oh, I'm Marilyn Monroe." And I look back now, I'm like, "You idiot, you should have like pin curled your hair."
Or at least gone to
or got a wig or something like that. Because it just looked like a girl in a white dress. So that was just me being stupid.
Or had a bottle of barbiturates.
Yes. That would have worked perfectly.
Sorry, I had to take it there. Right. I had to.
It's perfect. Is it too soon? It's been how
too
many
soon,
years?
Yeah. Too soon.
Another one on the list, the obscure pop culture reference. Some guy in this picture, he has a briefcase with snakes in it, and the guy says, "Hint, try searching for snakes in a briefcase. Scream." I don't know. But it's like we've all like tried to do the weird reference, or I've seen the interesting references, but I don't know. Like you did the
Sarcasm. I think that would be that's pretty pop culture-y.
I don't think I've
bringing that back up. Okay, you were sexy as a bottle of Patron.
Oh, thank you.
Come on,
<That's> awesome. It was a little dress. I bought it on some like club website, like for like clubbing.
Oh, nice.
Because I was just looking for a sparkly silver dress. Like,
see, I hadn't seen
the only place you can find those is, you know, people are shopping for like EDM outfits.
See, I haven't seen the picture yet. For some reason, I thought you were almost like a sandwich board kind of looking thing.
So I'll show it to you.
She bought it on StripperZara.com.
Yeah. It was something like Trashy.com or something like that.
11, the sexy something. I think that the one that bothers me is when you're sexified. Oh, that is hot. I like that.
Yes. If you want it, personal message me on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll send it to you.
The one thing that bothers me with sexy costumes is when they sexify things that don't need to be sexy. A vampire, okay, that can be sexy. Mm-hmm. You know.
A mouse.
This picture is of a sexy lobster.
Oh, God.
Sexy lobster, no. Like, no. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, a sexy Ronald McDonald, I think it'd be funny, but it throws me, like, I don't know. It's a weird combination.
No, I agree with that. My brother and his girlfriend wanted to be a sexy deer.
A hunter.
And he was like, "No, I don't know what they ended up doing." Oh, but I just thought it was bizarre. I was like, a sexy deer?
Right now, the makeup trend, like if you go through the Pinterest boards, everyone's all about the deer doe.
Okay.
Doe look.
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't heard of it, so I thought it was a little bizarre. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's interesting.
I mean, like pirates can be sexy, but like.
Go as a sexy
like the one
beaver.
That's a sexy potato. Did you see that? It's just like a potato
costume
with
legs.
The legs.
Yeah, I did see
that. I had my roommate in college went as a sexy cheeseburger, but she made the dress and it looked really cool.
That's
it had
awesome.
Like a little like lettuce peplum and it was adorable.
See, one of my favorite ones I saw on the internet was like a sexy Dumbledore and Snape from Harry Potter.
Oh.
So it was the full costume. They looked real, but then all of a sudden there was a slit in their robe and there's just like a leg with fishnet.
Oh my
that
God.
So it's just like, you know, the beard and everything. And then all of a sudden, like, leg with high heel and fishnets, like, just
like
peeking out. You're like, oh.
Which
I think is hilarious. Or they did. I saw another girl. She did like the full on makeup. You know who Voldemort is from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
The no nose.
Mm-hmm.
She did the full makeup. So she looks just like Voldemort.
Creepy.
But then she did sexy Voldemort. So it's like woman from the neck down, boobs and everything. It was awesome.
So like crazy face, sexy body.
Like, because the face wasn't so sexy because he's, you know, missing the nose. Yeah. But then the body was. So I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Number 12, the retro recreation. You know, you recreate something from back in the day, like the old 80s sweaters.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I count my bob as a retro-ish.
That's pretty retro. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wayne's World's a little retro.
Oh, yep, yeah. All that. Yeah. And that's all 12 on this list.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know. But I really want there to be next Halloween.
I know. I always end up coming up with great ideas like the day after Halloween, you know? Like, so I already have some ideas for next year that are swimming around.
My life is Halloween.
That's so awesome.
Fun. Let's be honest.
I start planning in like March, like for reals.
Yeah.
What did I do? One year I didn't want to wait till Halloween again. So for a Christmas party, we did a Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
Oh, yeah.
So I told people, if you want to wear your Christmas sweaters, wear your Christmas sweaters. If you want to wear a costume, because I'm like,
do it.
We're going to be, it's just like the movie. It works for both Halloween and Christmas. So this is going to be Halloween and Christmas Halloween at the same time. And we did, you know, the whole, what is it? The gift exchange or the white elephant. Mm-hmm. We did all that kind of thing. And there we're all wearing costumes.
When I was in embarrassing. When I was in a sorority, when I was in a sorority in college, we had this like Christmas party. but we would do this Christmas party where you'd bring a date and you'd be like a themed Christmas thing. So like it'd be like stockings hung, and the guy would do something to embody hung, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like we would do some fun goofy things. You know, like you'd be like Santa and a reindeer or whatever. But my date and I went as Jack and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice.
So we showed up and they were like, of course you would come as freaking Sally and Jack from A Nightmare Before Christmas. But I'm like, it's kind of Christmassy.
No, I found a list, and we'll save it for another podcast when I can actually find the actual list, but it's a bunch of different types of parties to have.
Ah!
And one of the themes I liked, or I don't know if it was on this list or somewhere else, but it's a I can't believe that's in my closet party.
Oh my God.
So you
God.
Find the most ridiculous thing you have in your closet, and you put it on, and one guy I think had like a banana costume, this other girl just put a bunch of random stuff together.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
But I really like that.
I have a retro Star Trek uniform.
Like what? Old school, like
old school yellow dress.
That's awesome.
Like it was my mom's in the '80s.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we need to have this party now.
I know.
I really want to do this.
Oh wait, no. Okay, so I actually found the list of all the party themes.
Okay.
So this one, these are kind of fun. So we're gonna party it up here. First one is drinking buddy party. Everyone gets paired up at random, ideally opposite sex, and linked together with handcuffs, zip ties, or anything else you can find. So you kind of have a buddy the whole night. And every pair needs at least one bottle of wine, champagne, or 40-ounce beer, or whatever. And the pair has to finish the bottle as they converse with each other and friends. So it's a good way to get people to mingle and to get to know each other if you have a lot of friends that, you know, especially if they're single.
I
like that.
Is this a swinger party?
Yeah.
Everybody switch partners.
Come on. See, all my friends are in relationships, so it's like I have like the drunk Jenga game. I have two versions. The regular one, which is pretty PG. And then my friend for a housewarming gift gave me a very filthy one.
Mm-hmm.
Like so filthy that he's like, making this game caused like three arguments with my girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, good job, man. But I haven't, like I said, I need to get a big group of single people and we'll play it and things will get crazy.
It'll be weird.
Yeah, because we played it on Saturday.
But that was the tame version.
Oh, it was?
That was the clean version.
He's just like, you don't say.
I am so excited.
About the dirty one. The other one's like, take clothes off, make out with somebody. It's like, woo. Because I never got to do that when I was in high school or middle school. So like the parties, the 7 minutes in heaven. I never did that. So
we always played spin the bottle.
See, yeah, I never did that either. I would love to play that.
Okay. I think my first kiss ever was like a 7 minutes in heaven kiss.
Like,
and I kissed his teeth because he smiled.
Are we too young? I'm just the visual. Just... Sometimes in heaven's where you're supposed to make out and like fully go on. Is it weird? Okay, I don't think it's on this list, but I want to put this on this list. Let's have a get all your single friends and play all the dumb high school games. So truth or dare it, like real time, like real. Like I never did that. So 7 minutes in heaven, spin the bottle, like pretty much a big giant orgy.
Can you imagine spin the bottle like as a grown up? That would be hilarious.
Well, drunk, obviously.
Yes.
I don't know. Would you, Sage? Would you be down?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Kiana, let's do this.
I'll spin the bottle. You guys get to play.
Okay, you only make out with the ladies. Number two, hipster or homeless. People dress up as either one and you write down what you are on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket. You spend the night guessing. Hipsters and the homeless look almost exactly the same. Usually the only difference is the glasses or trim beard. Good luck.
Oh, I like that.
Number three, no cell phone phone party.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's cell phone is locked in the closet upon entry. People will literally be sweating for like 30 minutes. Then the drinking and talking begins. Human interaction. You know,
see, I would only like that if there was people that I knew.
Yeah, but I mean, that might force you.
I get so awkward.
To like,
that's, yeah, same way.
I have a friend, like, everywhere she goes, like, she'll dress up, she looks great, but then she doesn't really interact with the party because she's like, okay, wait, selfies. Like, she immediately gets in, takes a, like, I need a picture with you, and she'll spend the rest of the night posting them and seeing the likes, and I'm like,
gosh,
and just being kind of a bitch.
Like, doing my mom's 60th birthday over the weekend, we took like four pictures.
Yeah.
And I was angry. I'm like, oh my God, we didn't have, but none of us had our phones. We like just didn't have our phones. So I'm sad because I feel like no one documented this amazing party, but I'm also glad that we were like in the
there.
Moment to where we weren't just focusing on taking pictures all night.
And those was the best nights. Like, and I noticed like when I have a lot of pictures of something, I'm like, oh, I really didn't care, did I?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Number four, a blackout party. So you remove all the light bulbs from the house and tell everyone to bring a flashlight. It might get pretty weird, but the drinking will most likely help.
That is funny.
And you wear glow sticks and all that. I think that'd be fun.
Sorry, I'm yawning. It's not like I'm bored. I'm not. I'm just tired. Yep.
Number five, snow pants or no pants.
Oh,
pretty straightforward. You're the only allowed to wear snow pants or no pants at all. Since summer is rolling, you know, this list came out a while back. If the summer's rolling around, snow pants will probably become less likely. Three parts party. You can only wear three items of clothing. For example, one sock, pants, and a shirt. Leaves a ton room for like lots of possibilities. Or you can wear three socks. Get it? That works.
Red Hot Chili Peppers,
See that? Now, this reminds me of a thing that was a college thing called an ABC party. Mm-hmm. Is anything but clothes?
Oh, that's the next one on the list. Yeah,
number
seven on the list. Yeah, ABC part one, anything but clothes party. People can wear anything but clothes, trash bags, saran wrap, lampshades, tape, cardboard boxes, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything except clothes.
Yep, and that was a popular thing when I was in the college world.
I never went to one.
It was always trash bags, but then they get sweaty in there. Yeah. Like it gets a little.
I was gonna think like saran wrap would be kind of hot.
Yeah, like
both kinds.
The colored saran wrap is always fun.
There's a lot of people
wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
I heard like one chick like an industrial club. She was wearing like electrician's tape
on
just
her boobies
all the way around. Like a
now,
dress.
Have you seen the photo shoots and stuff they do with that now?
Yeah,
it's really sexy. Right.
Bondage, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Or do rope dress. You can make a rope dress. Ooh. Just don't pee all night.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
You can do a rope top and just undies, I guess, or a skirt.
Underwear.
If you really want to. Or, I mean, it's anything but clothes. Excuse me, not a skirt. Anyways, yeah, you're screwed. There's an ABC part two, but it's anything but cups party. So everyone brings a non-cup thing to drink out of. So a dog bowl, old scuba helmet, cone, leather bag. Most of these cups will be pretty hard to put down. So force everyone to drink all night.
It's a like KFC bucket?
Yes.
That could be really fun.
980s aerobics party, you know, spandex everywhere. 10, a graffiti party. So everyone comes in wearing a plain white shirt or some sort of cheap white top, and everyone gets a marker when they come in, and things start to get crazy after a few drinks. It's a good way to break the ice.
Oh, so that's actually cool.
This is similar to another college thing. We would do highlighter parties.
Yeah.
So they would set up the black lights, and everybody would wear white shirts and stuff, and then everybody would have highlighters, and you would write with highlighters, and then it would glow.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
We used to do that all the time.
It's fun.
Maybe.
Is that a WSU thing?
I don't know, probably. Yeah. I mean, that's where I learned it.
Yeah.
We wanted to get some like black lights, but they're expensive.
Yeah, black lights are expensive.
So hopefully now it's Halloween.
Dollar
Matt's
store.
Matt's makeup that you did on that Saturday, his makeup looked so cool in the black light. People were like, come here. It was awesome.
I should have added more white then.
It was really creepy.
Number 11 is Rubik's Cube Party. Come dressed up as many different colored items in as many different colored items as possible. So maybe like red socks, yellow shirt, green pants. The goal is to swap clothing with other people until you're only wearing one color. Definitely a good way to force some social interaction.
Oh,
I like it. I feel like you'd have to get really comfy clothes, like baggier clothes, like for everyone to fit, like a few, I don't know, everyone's different types.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, maybe some, like, sweatpants, or even if you got a brightly colored, leggings or something on a dude, I think that'd be hilarious.
That'd be really cute.
Monopoly Mayhem is number 12. $5 for invited guests. They receive $500 in Monopoly money when they arrive. You then make wagers or dares with people throughout the night, and then the person with the most Monopoly money at the end of the night gets the real money. It really picks up when you realize you can dare people to make out with you.
Oh, that would be really funny.
Yeah, so it's just like $5. Everyone just kind of plays around, and then, I mean, depending on how people show up, you know, we get 10 people, that's $50 right there.
Damn. Mm.
I like that game. That's pretty cool.
That could be really cool.
Number 13, I shouldn't be here party. Dress as if you were supposed to be doing anything else besides be at that party.
Like naked? A business suit.
Like a scuba gear, girls in 90s. Suit. Yeah, birthday suit. That'd be awesome. 14, high school stereotype party. Everyone comes dressed up as a high school stereotype.
Right.
What were you guys in
emo
high school?
Kid.
I was the goth kid.
I was kind of like a combination of things. Because I was like a total rock chick, but I was kind of, well, like I was a cheerleader, but like when I was a cheerleader, I would make up dances to like System of a Down and Metallica as the captain. It wasn't like, you know, Britney Spears and stuff like that. So I don't know. I was always kind of like a
weird
like
mix.
A weird rocker
so
girl.
You were the cheerleader, rocker.
That I was a rocking cheerleader. I know. It was really strange.
So I was just goth slash nerd. Like comic book nerd. Kiana?
Yeah, I guess I was like punk, not emo. I didn't listen to emo music, but like hardcore
music.
We had
the same, like
we had
the same haircut.
You were seen.
When it was first starting out, real scene stuff. Down. I grew up in Orange County, so Irvine was just down the road, so that all that music was coming out of there. So yeah, I guess that was kind of that.
Yeah, I was emo and then went into scene.
Yeah.
I was like, I only wore like pretty much lived at Zoomies, I think, when I was in high school and Hot Topic.
PacSun.
A lot of band shirts and Volcom jeans.
Yeah, we did a lot of band shirts. And we did thrift store shopping a lot, though. We did a lot of thrift store shopping.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, and I wore my mom's, like, vintages.
Yeah.
So I had, like, all these old, like, the Dutchess Tavern and, like, all these old shirts from Seattle. I really loved the vintage. I still love vintage wear, so.
Yeah, I do, too.
See, I was too broke. Like, looking back, like, I wasn't, like, the, like, when I think of goth, I think some, like, the white makeup and everything, which I like to do, but I couldn't pull it off. My mom wouldn't let me wear makeup. So I was more like tomboy goth. Mm-hmm. So I wore like jeans and I'd wear just black Adidas tennis shoes because my dad would always buy me Adidas for Christmas. And then just a black top and like my boyfriend's like extra, extra long hoodie that went down to my knees.
Oh, yeah. So it was like a boyfriend sweatshirt.
It was a really like crappy, almost said a bad word, goth because I could never afford to buy the band shirts or to buy like the bondage pants. So I just kind of went to, like, whenever I wanted to wear the baggy hoodies, I'd go to Walmart and buy a men's extra, extra large on 4'10" Vicky.
Little Vicky. In her sweatshirt dress.
Like, my black hoodie, which I loved. Or then sometimes I'd buy the hoodies, and when my belts would break, I'd get the studded belts. I'd take the studs off and then put them on my hoodies.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Kill my fingertips. I'll kind of race through the rest of these real quick. 15, boots and boxers party. Only wearing boots and boxers.
Oh, that would be fun.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, me too.
Yummy.
Says, there's something extremely sexy about a girl in a pair of boots and boxers. 16, silly hats only party. Hats are mandatory and they have to be as crazy. You can make them or whatever. You can buy them. So that's what I love about Leavenworth when you go for Oktoberfest. Everyone's wearing a weird hat.
Oh, yeah.
Number 17, the player haters ball. Everyone dresses as ridiculously pimped out as they can, and you spend the night drinking and insulting each other.
Oh, that's like from Chappelle's show. Did you guys ever watch Chappelle's show?
Yeah.
They do the player haters ball. Hate. He's like, now please excuse me while I go put some more water into Buck Nasty's mama's dish. Like that. Oh, it's made out of your mother's pubic hair. And it's just, they just do insults one after another, and that's all it is the whole night.
I love it. Number 16 is the gender bender party. Everyone dresses different opposite genders. 19 is the recession dress-in party. You can only wear a total of $15 or some other predetermined amount. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess if you're in California, oh, you peasant, you only spent $50 on your outfit. you have to have the receipts on your body somewhere, and you can choose to wear cheap exterior clothing and no underwear, or just wear slightly more expensive underwear. So you can't really go wrong underwear.
Oh, that would be
don't wear underwear.
That would be a hoot.
And the last one on this list, the black tie and board shorts party. So you wear black tie from the waist up and then beach wear from the waist down.
Mm. Oh, my God.
It's even better if you have access to a pool. God, I want to have more parties now.
Themed parties. Yeah. I miss themed parties.
One year in college, we did one, and I won't say the full term, but it was what was it? D-bags and dime pieces on a yacht.
Oh my God.
So we like dressed up, like all of the girls were pretty trashy.
Oh yeah.
Like really sexy, like
super short skirts and like super tall high heels and like terrible makeup. And then all of the guys wore like
tap out?
Loafers. Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, a few of them had a tap out on.
Oh, my God.
But they all had, like, the white sunglasses and their hair spiked up.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible.
Another one that we just created because we were, like, bored and it was a sorority fraternity little party was high socks and wine box. So the only thing that was served was, like, Franzia, like, boxed wine. And everybody wore like, shorts with tall socks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, strong sock game is very popular around here. So it was just, like, everybody had the craziest socks. And some people had the ones that go all the way over your knee or just, like, cool novelty socks. And
I love it.
It was pretty fun. High socks and wine box.
Mm. Actually, that reminds me. I had a buddy. He's like, I want to get all my Christmas shopping before December. What do you want for Christmas?
Socks.
And I was like, I hate that question. What do you want for your birthday? What do you want? Like,
I don't know.
I just want your company.
Your
like,
friendship.
I mean, like, granted, who doesn't like gifts? I like gifts. I just get very uncomfortable because I want to show gratitude, and then I get paranoid that I'm not showing enough gratitude or that I'm showing too much, that it looks like I have a weird thing. Because I have family members that are really bad at showing gratitude, and it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we just did this most amazing thing for you, and you don't care. Thanks. Yeah. So I'm very weird about receiving gifts. So sometimes it's just easier not to get them. But I might just be like, novelty socks, go.
Yeah, love novelty socks.
Or there's these socks, because I have bigger legs. This company makes, and I'm totally spacing on their name, but I'll find it and talk to you later about it. But they make thigh highs for us ladies with the bigger thighs.
Oh, you need to tell me that the name of that, because I need that.
And I was so comfortable.
I was trying to wear thigh highs on Saturday.
Nope.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Had them on for like 2 seconds and my upper thighs like turned purple.
Yeah, that's how I am.
You get the muffin top on your thigh, like kind of what I got going on, so I have to roll these down and make them a knee high socks.
Yeah,
I have issues with that too. Like, I mean, it doesn't look good on my tree trunk thighs.
Yeah. It's like sausage casing.
Yeah. It's like, when you're cooking a sausage on the stove and it pops a little bit. Oh. So no, it's like Sock Dream or something. They show up at all the Comic-Cons and stuff, but I will definitely forward.
It's not even like for ladies with bigger legs. It's just for regular ladies. You know, I feel like that's normal. Like, we don't, you know, there's no thigh gaps around these parts. Like, let's be serious.
All four of us will need them.
Yeah.
We're normal.
Yeah.
Freaking ladies, you know.
I would say we represent the public.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got lots of leg. I blame Real soccer women. And then stopped doing workout soccer. And this is what I got left with.
I'm exactly the same as you.
Thunder thighs.
Unite. Okay. Real talk. When I was in a high school, or, you know, when you're planning your first tattoos, I really, you know, before I really knew what the vibe of tattoos, you're just a dumb 17, 18 year old. I was like, I think it'd be really pretty to do like a big like swirlies. I might as well just say swirlies of like stars and maybe some hearts or whatever. I was thinking maybe some thunderbolts would look good. And then it wasn't until a friend pointed out, she's like, you realize if you do that on your thighs, people will call you thunder thighs.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not doing that. And thank God I did not. But I think that's a pretty good place to wrap
Solid.
It up.
Parties, Halloween.
Thunder
stuff.
Unite.
Thunder thighs.
You guys have any fun plans coming up in the next coming weeks?
This Thursday, my girlfriend Tara, who is a two-time breast cancer survivor, has a big fundraiser on Thursday night that I'm helping out with. So Kevin's actually going to be filling in for me on the night show here, so I can go support her and be a part of her breast cancer fundraiser. And then my sister has the Night of Hope Gala for the American Cancer Society on Saturday night. So I'm getting fancy twice this week.
Ooh. Nice.
Side note, I did find this if you want to get those socks, sockdreams.com.
Sockdreams.com. Perfect.
All right. Paige, Kiana, do anything funny?
You keep calling me Paige.
Paige, why am I calling you Paige?
I don't know.
Because
you're Ellen Page. You've never done that until today.
I think it is the Ellen Page thing.
Probably.
I don't know.
Ellen Page Sage.
Crazy.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, I'm an awful friend. Sage.
I have a date tomorrow.
Ooh. Ooh.
Send good vibes, good thoughts. I pray for your genitals.
Yeah.
I tell it to all
Those
my friends.
Those don't need praying for.
Praying for your genitals.
Well, like, that's what I tell like the guys. I'm like, dude, we're not serious. If you want to go do stuff, you know, I wish nothing but good thoughts for your genitals.
Keep them clean when you come back.
Yeah, just that's all I care about. Exactly. You're not my boyfriend. Do whatever
Don't
you
be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Yeah. Kiana?
Nope. Just work.
Yeah.
Work here too. Might do this Ballard Market with my mom next Sunday, so that might be
nice.
Fun.
Nice. That's a good one.
But then we have Monday off of next week. So,
I don't know. So many possibilities.
Nice. I got to figure out what I got to do. I get the hell out of town maybe for a day.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on the broadcast.
We love you.
Yeah. I hope you had a good Halloween.
I don't love anybody.
Fair enough. Aw.